Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Hello, NL. I recently went bald. Do you find that it's hard to hear on a windy day without having hair to block the wind? The wind is very loud. I have never in my entire life heard of this phenomenon before. It might be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, to be quite frank with you. I can't, because the principle applies, you know, to microphones. You know, you got to put like a windsock on a microphone to avoid the wind sound, but sorry, Ruka is just, he's freaking out right now. I'm not trying to make fun of you. It's just, it's just funny. Yeah. Are you drunk? Hi. Sorry. I can't hear you. I don't have any hair. It's just, I'm genuinely thinking about it now. There are like bald things that people don't think about, right? Like, people, they think that bald people wear hats all the time because they don't want people to know that they're bald. Not the case at all. Well, for some people, I guess it is. Corey. Yeah, are you here, by the way? I don't want to make a joke at your expense unless you're here, but it's too late now. But, like, most of the time, you see, like, a bald guy wearing a hat, it's because either they're trying to avoid a sunburn or because they're trying to avoid their head being freaking freezing, man. Like, in the wintertime, that was one of the biggest adjustments. Like, I was never really, like, a wintertime hat guy. And then when I shaved my head, I went outside with just my bald head, and I was getting ambient brain freeze. Like, the same way if you drank a Slurpee too fast, you would be like, you know, I have a headache. It can happen to you, like, from the temperature outside, if it's cold enough. It's got to be pretty cold, to be honest. But, yeah, plus you got to put a hat on just so you can hear people to block the wind sound. Of course, so we've discussed ad nauseum. Where does the sunscreen end? The question is inherently nonsensical. You should put sunscreen on all your exposed skin. It ends where your shirt begins. Or if you're a freaking sicko, your pants, I guess. Sunscreen is for cowards? No, like, I mean, if you don't wanna wear it, that's fine. But, like, you know, come on. You that can't be your personality. The guy who doesn't believe sunscreen works. Like, that's just... just get blasted by UV radiation, forehead. Yeah. Oh, man, that guy's such a badass. He's deliberately raising his risk of melanoma because he's too lazy to squeeze a little bottle for 2 seconds and then spread it all over his face. God, I wish I was that cool. That would be a good bit, though. What about the guy who just he doesn't wear sunscreen because he's like, it just, I don't know. I just find like it kind of ruins the feeling of the sun for me. Like, I understand the risks and all that, but, like, I prefer, like, au naturel, you know? Like, no barrier. I think you can see where the joke's going here. Like, maybe the sun could, like, get some protection, and then I could just be, like, I'll do things the normal way. Ah! I forgot that, like, when we charge the knife, we'll get some thorium. We can't charge it all the way. Knives out. That's a good... Remember to remind me to title this one Knives Out, if we live long enough for that to matter. / marker Knives Out. I'm sure my next marker is going to be like, you know, 8 crazy nights or something like that. You can't Weeza the juice. Sick reference. Dude, it's from Encino Man. I won't see the movie because it costs $5 to rent it on Amazon, but Mouth references it all the time. So I'm somewhat familiar. By the way, thank you for, like, a lot of people in chat are asking about Returnal. They're saying, hey, when are you going to play Returnal? nobody that I have seen over the course of the entire day today has said, when are you going to play new Pokemon Snap? Very much I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks so much for preserving my sanity. Yeah, I got nothing against new Pokemon Snap. I don't anticipate playing it. I watched Apollo play a little bit, and I was like, it's Pokemon Snap, but I don't know many of the Pokemon that are in it, you know? Like, I was watching, and, like, he shot a bunch of, well, shot pictures of, my mistake, of a bunch of, like, ladybugs, and I was like, I don't even know what the heck this is, and he was like, it's Ladybass! I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I played the original back in the day. It's where I honed my eye for aesthetics in many ways. That's an older Pokemon. Not in my world. Oldest Pokemon on my world is Mewtwo. It's from Gen 2. Gen 2 is by my standards, still kinda new. Like, I'm still, like, Ho-Oh to me is not a real Pokemon. It's clickbait for season 2 of the animated show. Mewtwo is the youngest Pokemon. Bro, how could that be true when they used other Pokemon's DNA to try to create... Mewtwo can't be the youngest Pokemon, dude, because they used Mew's DNA to try to create... Or so, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. It's all made up anyway. Hello, Egg. Thanks for the content. Hello, Twitch. Thanks for the website. We're even. Especially with the tier one sub. It's a good website, man. It's one of the better websites. One of the websites I go to most, without a doubt. I was having a good time watching Chibli play Club Penguin. I really liked his idea of... making a Grand Theft Auto 5 RP kind of stream, but doing it on Club Penguin instead of doing it on Grand Theft Auto. I think it's a genius idea. Then do it. Well, you know, it's Chib's idea. I'm not just gonna steal it out of nowhere, you know? I like the part where he gaslit children. Man, that's what it's like. You're Gen Z on the internet. Nobody is your age. Everybody is always, like, either a boomer if they're over the age of 22. Like, if you were alive when Iron Man 1 came out, you're a boomer. Or you're, like, 6 months old. It's like the classic, you know, in, like, video games online, like, everybody better than me has no life and everybody worse than me is an idiot. It's like that, but it... Oh, excuse me, one moment. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a rant there. But does anybody else think Dr. Pangloss is a little bit like Betsy DeVos? Wait, hold on, we can make this bit work. Has anybody read Voltaire recently? Dude, that would be a great bit. Is there a doctor on board? Yes, I'm a cardiologist. What's the problem? Quick, we need an essay on Panglossian philosophy as it relates to Candide. In the post-pandemic 2021 America. Okay, look, it's just, it's getting a lot of pluses. That's all I can say right now. It's getting a lot of pluses. Does it deserve them? No. I gotta send, like, my freshman year English professor a nicely worded letter. Almost all of the fiction that I've ever referenced on stream has come from that one course. So many of the things that I reference from literature just come from that class. Voltaire, well, Candide, Bartleby the Scrivener, Bartleby the Oof. I think Bartleby the Scrivener, honestly, is a pretty relatable story for the current r/anti-work generation. I think that honestly, like, if Herman Melville was still alive today, first off, that would be insane because he would be like 270 years old or something. Secondarily, he would be crushing it. He would be like the Dean Koontz or the John Grisham of the modern day. r/anti-work unite. Okay, I'm saying this in the nicest way possible. Sincerely, just this is curiosity, it's not judgment. Whenever I see somebody post on r/antiwork, which happens all the time, because there also is a lot of Venn diagrams with content creator subreddits and people that are on r/antiwork for some reason. Secondarily, though, it's like they only post there, is something that I've noticed. Like, sometimes you'll go to some people's posting history, and they, like, r/guitar pedals, r/Objective-C programming, r/this, and so on and so forth. I feel like if I see that they post on r/antiwork, that's the only place they post, and also including r/late-stage capitalism. Again, I'm not passing judgment, it's just an observation that I've had. And r/childfree. Dude, r/childfree kind of scares me. But I also do acknowledge that, like, no, I'm not gonna, because what I was gonna say is, like, it's kind of like the r/atheism thing for me, where I was like, I never really understood why you needed an atheist community and why you couldn't just, like, go listen to music instead. Then I, you know, from reading this subreddit over the years, you realize people, like, you know, they grew up in fundamentally religious households where they were, like, ostracized for not believing the same thing as their community or their parents. So you're like, okay, now I kind of get it. So when people are like, it's a big part of my personality that I'm exploring, I'm like, I understand it. I never had that, so I can't relate. r/childfree, though, scares the crap out of me. I guess I acknowledge that there's some people out there who are constantly being annoyed by their parents into having kids. And somehow that has led them to be on a subreddit where they're like, I saw a baby in public today and I wanted to, like, you know, kick him in the head or something like that. It's just, like, it's a little just kind of crazy on that subreddit. And then there's one that's like it's a cross between anti-work and child free, which is like, I hate my parents for having me as a kid because now I've been doomed to work, which is very, no, not anti-child labor. Like, that's, anti-natalism. I went down the rabbit hole a little while ago and I found that subreddit and was like, man, this place is, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I was like, it's a little weird here. Born to die, world is a frick. Anyway, I guess that's all I got. I think that's the thing about Reddit is, like, Reddit is actually genuine. And you're going to have to work with me here. As a platform, Reddit is really cool. Before this, like, before it existed, I don't know what you would do if you were into, like, a super niche interest. I guess you would have to go to, like, sourdoughstarters.com or something like that, right? So I think it's very cool. It allows you to explore other interests. But any subreddit that I have ever found that's like, related to, I don't want to say philosophy, but I think you kind of know what I mean. Like, something that's like, you know, r/soldering. I'm like, I bet that subreddit owns. And then you get into, like, you know, r/, what are your thoughts on society? I think that's where you're, like, blocked. I'm just going to block the whole subreddit from Google Chrome. R hockey sucks. Spotted the Leafs fan. R fishing? Dude, I wish maybe it'll come to me when I'm older. Fishing seems like a cool hobby. It's kind of like taking a walk, but for food. Like, I like taking a walk. It's light exercise. You get out in the elements. But then when I get home, you know, I just got sparkling water. Fishing is like, you know, it's like you're taking a walk, but then when you come home, you're like, check it out. I got these fish. I fished a lot growing up, but, like, I made the classic, like, kid mistake where I was like, my dad and my grandpa were into it. So rather than learn any of the skills, I just went like, why don't you bait the hook? Why don't you, like, you know, take the fish off the hook, et cetera, et cetera. So I never learned how to do it. And now that I'm older, I don't have that information that I could have had, man. I've gotten really into birding. Dude, it's funny, like, when I was, like, a kid, the idea was, like, bird watching was something you did, like, when you were super old and, like, had nothing else to do. Now it is, you know what it is? I think it's, like, the further along we get, like, on this, the more advanced technology gets, the more appealing I find hobbies that are low-tech. I have no interest, even when I was into, like, programming, you would think that it would be like, oh, on the weekends, I'd really love to, you know, like, work on a Raspberry Pi magic mirror or something like that that could show me the weather while I'm getting changed or something like that. But in reality, the more programming that I did, the more I was like, dude, I should, like, start making, like, teak furniture or something. Then I'm like, that's a lot of work. I could just play MLB The Show instead. Or reading. Reading's good. Yeah, bacon's cool. Like, not the narwhal bacons, but, like, baking. Knitting? That's cool. Because knitting is kind of like taking a walk while you're watching TV, right? That's pretty cool. I could get down with that, maybe. But then I don't wear a lot of yarn-based clothing, so I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, hey, I just made, like, a scarf. I don't even, like, wear it. Make baby clothes? Nah, I think... I respect our baby enough. I wouldn't want an amateur knitter making clothes. I want the master seamstress to make our baby clothes. We're gonna get Louis Vuitton himself. Make me a pacifier, Louis. Get in there, Lewis. Yeah, get in there. Get in there and make me a pacifier. I didn't consider becoming a goat farmer until I got my degree in engineering. I'm telling you, man, like, it's a meme, but reject modernity, embrace Monka. It's got a little bit of merit to it. I think, like, the more pervasive technology becomes, the more appealing taking a step back from the technology actually becomes as well. I'm 1 week away from completing undergrad and I want to become a mailman so bad. Dude, well, we have some mail carriers in the chat. Make yourselves known if you're here. Whenever I say, like, I want to, like, I think it would be cool to do that job, I don't mean to say that there's, like, not extraordinarily negative parts of it, but I think I would enjoy mail carrying more than a lot of other professions. Because, hear me out here, it's a lot like taking a walk. It's like taking a really long and heavy walk where you might get, like, bit by a dog or something, but you also might get to pet some dogs. So that's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong, being a streamer is up there. I don't really romanticize, like, not being a streamer. It's much more just like, if I pivoted out of the industry, I'm like, man, maybe can you just be one of those guys who's like, I don't want to, like, make a sword, right? Like, I don't want to be a blacksmith, but could I just be the guy that, like, dips the hot sword into the proofer or whatever, where it goes, like, that sounds pretty cool. 10 years of apprenticeship for that, son of a. Would you ever want to be a physician? I have a funny story tangentially related to that. But I remember in, like, 11th grade biology class, you didn't have to take biology in 11th grade. So our teacher opened day one by asking us, like, why are you in biology class? Literally, like, 70% of the class was like, I'm planning on going to, like, med school, I think. So I need to know, like, some degree of biology. It was very funny because, like, a lot of these people, like, I only knew them from being classmates. And I was like, buddy, you're like, you got, like, a C+ in geography in 9th grade. Like, you really think you're med school material? Now, some of them probably went on to become doctors because 9th grade geography doesn't determine the rest of your life. But I mean, that's all I got for that. It's just like, I think everybody has entertained the thought, maybe, however briefly, of like, I don't know what to do with my life, but I'm kind of like, I guess, book smart. So maybe I'll just like become a doctor or something. I don't think I would want to be a doctor. If I were a doctor, I think I would absolutely want to be one of the like, I don't know. Like, we've talked about it before on the, like, on the NLSS. What, my HP? I'm not shocked you were a judgmental high schooler. Oh, no, someone who was judgmental as a teenager. Oh, I've only seen 7 billion of those. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, we've talked about, like, what would be the, like, the best kind of doctor to be. I still think, like, in the whole scheme of things, what are you looking for, right? Like, I don't get grossed out by, like, you know, body horror stuff. The number one thing I would never want to do is have to tell somebody, like, you're dead, you know? So I think being, like, a podiatrist would be pretty okay. I think, like, the worst thing you would have to deal with is, like, hey, you have, like, gout or something like that. And they'd be like, yeah, I had a hunch. Or, like, a, I don't know, maybe, like, an ophthalmologist or something. Like a fancy eye doctor. You're going to have to do some, you know, what would be considered some gross work for sure. Like, serious, delicate eye surgery. But, yeah, maybe podiatrist. Because, like, I would rather, like, sneeze and, like, break someone's ankle than screw up their corneas, I guess, in, at the end of the day. I guess, like, kind of the answer that most people would go for is, like, an anesthesiologist, right? But there's, like, I feel like being an anesthesiologist is a lot like having, like, 99 extremely good days at work followed by the worst day you could ever imagine. So I'm not sure about that one for me personally. If you've never heard it from Kate, for her C-section, she actually had to get anesthetized twice, which is, they warn you about it at the start of the procedure. They're like, hey, just so you know, there's like a very, very small chance you might have to get anesthetized twice, and then your risk of permanent paralysis is like squared as a result of that or something. And you know, you're like, what are you gonna do? Just go in without without anesthetic? I don't think so. So yeah, I mean, this is an awkward transition for the YouTube episode because we're still like mid-bit talking about like what doctor you would be the best to be. I think it's different for different people. Like, being a general practitioner, like a family doctor, they kind of get like, I don't want to say, I guess it's like a Canadian thing. Family doctors are not insanely well paid in Canada relative to other medical professionals, and they work a lot, but they're also, it seems like there's some decent perks. Like, for example, look, there's no doctors watching this. They're busy right now, okay? We can make fun of them a little bit. It seems like you're at work 8 hours a day, but you really only work, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 20% of that time, because the rest of the time, your patient is just sitting in the room waiting for you to show up, and even though you've already explained why you're there to either the receptionist or the nurse, they come in and say, what's the problem? And you're like, oh, okay, let me just repeat myself yet again. Because I called it in on the phone, and then I told them what was going on, and they wrote it down. And then I, like, came in, and they're like, what's the problem? And I told them what the problem was. And now you're coming in here asking me what the problem is. Maybe the problem, you know, ironically, is that nobody listens to me. They're just waiting for me to stop talking so they can say what they want to say. Dude, I got a bone to pick with dentists, man. I go to the dentist once every 6 months, routine cleaning, scaling, etc., okay? I don't dislike my dentist. However, his name's on the building. During my appointments, I see that dude for like 6 seconds. He just comes in and goes like for the last like 10 times I've been to the dentist, he pops in at the very end and shows me an X-ray He went to school for like 11 years to interpret and was like, you see this? And I'm like, no, I don't. That's why I'm here. And then he goes, we're just going to keep an eye on that. And I go, sounds good. I don't know what you need from me here. But I guess, like, you probably don't want your dental hygienist doing, like, your root canal or something like that. But every time I'm at the dentist, I'm always like, I got to talk to the dental hygienist for, like, 45 minutes. And then at the end, she's like, hey, let me just go get the doctor really quick to come in and tell you that nothing's wrong. Just freak you out for a little bit, and then we'll send you home. Oh, by the way, don't drink a hot beverage for the next, like, 36 hours. Appreciate it. That'll be $5,000. No, actually, like, our dentist is pretty... He thinks we're broke. He's still... He's locked in, like, old influencer culture where he doesn't know that, you know, like, Jake Paul exists, for example. So he's always like, don't worry, like, we're going to give you a deal. And I'm like, thanks. We appreciate it. That's the thing. People always think like, oh, you know, who cares, dude? You're in Canada. Your dental care is free. And I'm like, you are just wrong, man. It's not free up here. It's still pricey. Like, I wonder what percentage of people actually like go to the dentist. I was thinking about it the other day. I bet there's a lot of people, unless it comes up in conversation, you would never think about it. Now, every time I see like a stranger in public, I'm going to be like, I wonder if this dude goes to the dentist. It's been a while since I told this story, so I do apologize. But if you've heard it before, it's been a long time. The only time I ever got disillusioned with my dentist, it's a different dentist now. It was for 4 years in university. I went to the dentist once a year. I didn't go every 6 months. I was in college, you know, but I was covered under the university like insurance plan. So for 4 years, I was going in there being like, hey, occasionally, like, I get molar infections. Like, should I get my wisdom teeth taken out? And the dentist was like, nah, don't worry about it. We like to take like a wait and see approach here. And see like how things play out. And I was like, sure, that's fine. I don't want to get surgery if I don't have to. Then as soon as I got out of university and stopped being under coverage, he was like, oh, your wisdom teeth are really starting to... Oh, no. Your wisdom teeth are really starting to like poke out in like a bad way there. We should get those taken care of right away. And I was like, figures. Felt like a scam. Whether it was a real scam or not, it felt like a scam. But the joke is on them, because I, as a result of the indignity, I didn't get my wisdom teeth taken out there, and instead I went to a different dentist and got a second opinion and got them taken out there. It's not that I think that, like, I didn't need my wisdom teeth taken out. I think it's because I needed my wisdom teeth taken out for like 3 years, but this guy didn't want to get bent over by the insurance company. Instead, he was like, well, wait till he's on no coverage and he's got to pay out of pocket. Was the second opinion, why didn't you get this done years ago? And I don't know, by the way, this is all conjecture. I might, you know, he might just have been like, ooh, actually, we should have had these out a while ago. When I got my wisdom teeth taken out by my next dentist, he was like mad at me because he was like, you should have gotten these. Like, why did you wait until you were old? Because I guess they're like way more cemented into the jaw. I do not understand the healthcare system of Canada. It's pretty like, it's not that complicated. Anytime, like, you know, there's entities online who I feel like they deliberately misrepresent the system in Canada for their own benefit or to push, you know, whatever kind of belief that they're trying to push on their audience. You pretty much do just like go to the doctor or the hospital and then like tell them your problem, and then, you know, they set you on the right path. The one thing I will say, you may, I don't know, related to America, you may wait longer for elective surgeries now, obviously, because of COVID, but you may wait longer for elective surgeries if you have something that's non-essential to be done. If you live in a country where you can just be like, here's $10,000, and they're like, thank you, we'll have this done for you this weekend, more power to you, I suppose. Here, you kind of end up being triaged for a little bit, but definitely, like, I don't know. Let me put it this way. I've lived here my whole life. Any story I've ever heard that was like, we went to the emergency room and we were having a heart attack and the doctor said, oh, sorry, there's a billion people in front of you and I'm going on lunch break, and then they died. You know, like, I've never heard a story like that from someone that lives here. I've only heard it from people who are like, you know, use it as a case to explain, like, what? Canadians are tripping over themselves to drive over the border to get the, you know. I'll go to bat for the Canadian healthcare system. I get annoyed too, for the record. Like, I think if you're at the hospital, being annoyed is like, that's a standard operating procedure. Like, whenever we've had to go to like the emergency room and we've had to wait for more than like 2 hours, I'm like, this is crazy. And then somebody comes in with like, you know, a gaping wound in their stomach, and I'm like, all right, I guess. The tummy ache can wait a little bit, but hello, Apollo. Hello, Apollo. I saw that Verizon sold all of their media and interests to you today for $5 billion. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing it being rolled into the Among Us empire. I'm spending it all on delivery. I saw that, man. Dude, what's, I was going to say, what's it like having that kind of audience? Again, I struggle with it. I love my community. When I tweeted I'm taking an extra day off every week, they were like, we love that for you, King. But there's a little sandpaper, right? And sometimes it's great and sometimes it's annoying. But I was laughing because I feel like if I tweeted like or said on stream, God forbid, that like I ordered DoorDash for dinner and then for dessert, people would actually be mad. And then, like, I looked at the replies to your tweet, and so many people were like, we love that for you, like, it's called self-care, etc., etc. And I was like, what the? If you had said that on the NLSS, there would be, like, an essay on the subreddit that would be like, I don't know if I can support this streamer anymore, because clearly, like, is it, it's so ridiculous he's not taking the time to learn how to cook, and then, I guess there is a little... It's like envy, but it's also like some imposter syndrome for me, which I think is like, if someone was that nice to me, I would be like, I don't deserve that. Shut up. You know, there's like some inadequacy built in there. I think I would be like, stop giving me so much credit. Apollo says, I also got upset with the replies. I hear you, man. Jon Snow voice. I don't want it. I know what he's going to say. I don't want... No, it's cool, though. Well, it's not uncool. I don't know, man. There's something to the fact that ever since the NLSS stopped, there's been a lot less essays. Well, you know, I think it's partly related. I think also we burned out, like, a lot of people in the schedule change. Like, when I changed from... making so many YouTube videos to doing like a couple YouTube videos or one YouTube video and then a lot of streaming, there was like a couple of weeks where people were like, I'm pissed. The mods are better now too, but I think we burned out a lot of the, you know, it's the hyper literate audience that has standards, and now we just have the people that laugh every time I say yes sir left, which is fantastic for me. But also, I mean, I think it's, I've joked about this with Dan so many times, but like, you know, when the show was, those golden age shows that everyone's like, oh, like it was, this is like the greatest show. Most of those threads didn't get that much activity. But if there was ever an interpersonal disagreement on the show, those threads went to the freaking stratosphere, man. It was crazy. I think we got a much like healthier environment now. I do get mad, though, when people are like, And oh, NLSS Sag. I'm like, bro, what do you think Mario Party is? And then they're like, I just don't. Why can you change the name of it to be NLSS? And I'm like, nah, man, it's the same. It's the same thing. Anything with Banther is the NLSS. Anything with golf is the NLSS. The NLSS exists in here, not out there. I think it's like, I mean, like, there's been a change in content for sure. I think I just genuinely have had to get used to the fact that, like, there's a subset of the audience that's just like, the title has changed, and, like, I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm like, well, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. I just missed the Sunday stream. It's been one day! What do you mean you miss it? It's like missing your mom when you go to school. Like, you're gonna just chill out for two. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. You were probably just joking. Hold on. I didn't see the username. I work during the week. That's why you gotta get a job where you can have a second monitor open and just dedicate it to idling in my stream. Duh. I quit my job to watch you and I regret it? Dude, I mean, like, if you quit your job to watch me and you didn't regret it, I was gonna say I would make you regret it. It's not what I mean, though. It's like, yeah, I would. I think it's probably having a full-time job is probably more useful than watching, you know, a stream. Lol, but thinky face, Monka S. Ain't that the truth? You really think I won't push you up against a wall? Yeah, dude, I'm not asking you to, like, you know, reveal your own personal information if you don't want to. I would be interested to know, though, like, of the people that are watching this that are at work, what is your job? I'm going to guess the highest proportion is, like, corporate IT help desk, where, like, 80% of the workday is you chilling in your office with something on the second monitor, and 20% is people being like, I had to make a new password yesterday, but I couldn't use any of the last three passwords that I used, and now I forgot what my new password is. So, like, as you know what I resetting passwords and then also revoking people's email privileges on lunch breaks so that when they come back you can fire them without them mining any sensitive data from the corporate outlook. Legitimately, I've never been fired, but I have seen what it takes to fire somebody at an office with sensitive data when I briefly worked in insurance administration, where you're dealing with people's, like, you know, salary and, like, medical info and stuff like that. Dude stepped out for lunch, never stepped back in. And it wasn't like a Friday. They did that shit on, like, a Wednesday. It's my dream to do that. Dude, that's weird, but, like, you know. I get, you know, it's, there's a role for you in society, I'm sure. You know, like George Clooney's up in the air. Yeah, he is off the planet. Isn't he going to freeze himself? What is wrong with me? Why? I had it under control. I'm a teacher, NL. My students think you're lame, but I think you have a good energy. Oh, thank you. I really, like, don't care if, like, 13-year... really, here's the thing. I think if you're, like, in your 30s and you're worried about, like, what 13-year-old kids think about you, then, like, that's, like, the least cool thing on the planet. It's, like, heavy, uncool energy. Like, I can't promise that I wouldn't have had, like, blue hair if I still had hair when I was, you know, had started streaming. But you can't, I just can't see myself as the guy who's, like, in his 40s or 50s and has, like, a deep forehead crease like Mike Ehrmantraut, but then also has, like, the ninja hair. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to handle it. Some people can get away with it. It would be me putting on airs. Let's just put it that way. No, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I would be the guy who's like, time to go to work, blue hair dye. And then when it was vacation time, I'd be like, let's go au naturel. And, you know, now it's time to put on a three-piece suit and so on and so forth. There's some people who, like, you know, that's That's coherent with their lives. I got nothing but respect. For me, it would be uncomfortable, not because I'm, you know, like, I have more self-respect, but really just because I'm just not that kind of guy. It's not in character for me. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. So I was talking about corporate help desk. I asked for like 10,000 data points and then didn't look at any of them. Instead, I just went with my own assumption. Maybe I am a boomer. Anyway, let's move on. A gooby. Yeah, dude. Ain't that the truth? I imagine there's a decent amount of computer programmers, software developers, et cetera, et cetera. IT help desk, I think, like, that's like the most, it's the most obvious one I can think of, at least. I make guns for Call of Duty. Yo, that's pretty sick. Hey, we found somebody that works for Toys for Bob. I was just making a joke. Yo, finance or retirement here? Let's go, dude. We found like one of the three people that is like, anytime I talk about stocks, they're like, Pog. Let's go. Yo, if you work in retirement, what's your thoughts on the 4% rule? You a 4% Marty, or are you like, hey, during, you're more optimistic now. Maybe you think things are different. Maybe you're more like a 5%, or dare I even say like a 7% kind of guy? Are you legally allowed to say this, or do you have like a compliance officer who's going to, like, if they found it, they would be extremely displeased? Yeah. Okay, don't answer that question. By the way, someone on YouTube pointed out to me that when I said in Canada, Quiz Bowl is called Reach for the Top, Dan said it sounds like a Beyblade tournament. I think at the time I gave him a little bit of lip service. I believe I said, ha ha. Then somebody in the comments was like, Dan's Reach for the Top Beyblade joke was actually amazing. I went back and listened to it and I was like, they're darn right. They're not joking about that one. I saw that comment. It made me realize the joke as well. Dude, I'm telling you. YouTube undefeated in the realm of producing videos. No one's laughing now. Yeah, because Beyblades, they're spinning tops. Since you're hip with TikTok memes, what do you think about the sheesh meme? I do not know it. I'm sorry to say. But I will say, I do like this this new trend of people appreciating TikTok for one of the things that it does well, which is people talking about their job. Because I've always thought that, you know? Like, on TikTok, there's a big community of like, hey, I'm a like long-haul truck driver, and here's some stuff people always want to know about long-haul trucking. And I'm like, dude, that's cool. It's like r/Subway, but for Zoomers. By the way, I did go to r/Starbucks and r/Starbucks barista. I learned a lot. Like, for example, if you work at Starbucks, you don't call it working at Starbucks. You call it working for the siren. That's something I only recently found out. Also, the most annoying thing about working at Starbucks right now is everybody comes in asking for oat milk, but they don't get enough oat milk supplied. Almond milk gets a little bit of love, and then soy milk is like, nobody cares about it anymore. It's drowning in disinterest. That's all okay, hold on, maybe there's some more. There was a tweet that went viral about working at Starbucks the other day. And it was like, this is why I want to quit my job. And it was a Starbucks drink order where like the sticker was longer than a CVS receipt. Did you see that? It was crazy. It was like, I don't even know. I don't have enough knowledge to make the joke, but it was, you know, like there were 12 different instructions for what to do with the drink. I guess you can't do this if you work at if you work in Starbucks, or if you're trying to make a coffee shop that could be like a competitor. But I feel like in general, there should be a rule that you can only make like two special instructions for an order. Like a substitution, sure. If you're like, I don't want like fries, can I get a garden salad? More power to you. But if you're like, hey, instead of getting like mushrooms on the mushroom burger, can I get like sprouts? I'll be like, yeah, but that's it. If you're like, can I get a pretzel bun instead of the brioche? And I'm like, listen, dummy, there's a reason we give you the brioche, okay? It's because it's margins. You wouldn't understand. I can't give you the pretzel bun. We use the pretzel bun to make the high margin sandwiches more attractive because the ingredients inside of them are cheaper. So we give a pretzel bun as a way that people might be tempted to buy the low margin sandwich. We're not going to give you the good bread for the good sandwich. Then we would never sell any bad sandwiches with good bread. So no, you can't have the pretzel bun. Sorry, no disrespect to brioche. I chose the wrong bread. I shouldn't have gone in there, but it is what it is. No burger for you. 3 years. Anyway. But like, what's acceptable is Starbucks? Let's say you're getting like a green tea latte. I think you could totally be like, you know, give me a half pump or whatever. I think you could be like extra hot. I think your third condition, I would be like, which one of these three are you least attached to? Because you've got a long line behind you. Like, it's just a little much. Are we talking about Edward's Order? If that's the name of the guy on the sticker, we are indeed talking about Edward's Order. But if you work at Starbucks, I'm sure you're tired of hearing this. I do need to ask, what the hell is wrong with you? And why do you so frequently get the names wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for me, it's not that bad. Like, I get... Here's my typical interaction. Pre-masks. They'd be like, what's your name? And I say, Ryan. And then they go, Brian. And I go, Ryan. And then grande cold brew for Brian. And then I look around and I'm like, I'm willing to make a bet there's no freaking Brian's here. And that's my damn drink. And then sure enough, you know, I've never been stopped on the way out. Let's put it that way. Just say Mark. Dude, that's it. Dude, that's like a Larry David bit. We could totally do that. What if we just started giving them weird names that were like easier to say in loud environments? Like, what if you're like, oh yeah, my name is Tim. That's a good idea. They don't need to know. Yeah, why am I telling them what my name is? I should just give them a name. Green tea lemonade for Kim. I'll be like, oh, this is awkward. We got a drink for Kark. Marm, your coffee's ready. Where was I? Hold, I was at a place where I was very confused about... I don't like... Here's my thoughts, okay? It's taken me a while to get to this conclusion. I stuttered a couple of times. We're getting there. What I was gonna say is I feel like there's a great system for food service places where you order at the counter. You order, you pay. They give you a receipt with a number on it. And then when it's time for the order to be given, they give out the name or the number, I should say. They go like, hey, 75. And then you look at your thing and you go, I'm 75. And I go up there. But what happens to me, and I don't know if this is like just like if I'm the only awkward one, but like sometimes you go to a place and they'll have like four things on the menu. And you'll be like, hey, give me a number three. Like, you know what it was? It was at a food truck, man. And there's only like three things on the menu. And I was waiting there with six other people. And they were like, hey, you're a bean burrito. And we all just looked at each other like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, almost everybody here has got a bean burrito. So now we got to, everybody that comes to the establishment has to keep a cue in their head of like whether this person got there first, you know? Like, what's wrong with the numbering system? Even if you don't even have to give them, well, I guess you probably want to give them a receipt. Otherwise, you know, when you they'd be like, I forgot my number. But still, I'm like, dude, I don't like when they just shout out the food order. Also, like, come on, man. That's private information. Maybe I don't want all these people around here to know that I ordered a double meat bacon burrito. You know? Maybe I'm ashamed of myself. Should use a fingerprint system. I'm just saying, like, I feel like the number system works great. Oh, dude, yeah. Like, the when they give you a buzzer when your food is ready, and then you just come up with the buzzer and they give it to you, that's the ticket, dude. I'm sure it's, like, not cheap for the restaurant to set up, but it is awesome. Anyway, I mean, like, most of the complaining I do is, like, very much, you know, it's kind of, like, impotent. This is another good example. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's the other thing I saw. I picked up on r/Starbucks about working there is that it kind of sucks working there right now because of the TikTok custom drink orders. I feel like any of those. Okay, let's not go too far here. But like anytime there's like a hey, top 10 fast food hacks you need to know about because you eat at McDonald's too much, you know? Anytime there's something like that, I always just feel bad for the people who work there. Like the other one that I always go back to is like for a while there was a very common like today I learned or like life pro tip was like, hey, if you always want like fresh fries from McDonald's, you could just go to McDonald's and order your fries with no salt because they have to they salt the normal fries while they're cooking, so they have to cook a fresh batch to give you the no salt ones. And you know, for about 3 seconds you read that and you're like, pog, I can always get fresh fries. And then when you get slightly older, you're like, how about you just eat the fries and like just get over it? Like, I guess maybe that's too basic, but I'm like, who cares? And that's all I got. But I will say I was laughing so hard. I don't know, Dan, I apologize. I can't imagine this is private information. But I was laughing so hard when I was talking to Dan last night on Discord. And then he typed a message. And I swear to God, the message verbatim was, can you please cut the chicken into smaller pieces next time? Smiley face. And I went, what? And then he was like, oh, sorry. I pasted that in. That's supposed to be for my lunch order. But I don't think he's getting I don't think he's getting saltless French fries though. Can you please cut the chicken a little smaller next time? It's so good. Yeah, I'm not ragging on him. It could be for his kid or I don't know. The other thing is like it might be like a, you know, chicken Caesar salad and they're just putting in like an entire uncut chicken breast on it or something like that. Like you know, there are situations where the chicken pieces could be too large, I suppose. Or it could be chicken and banana. Absolutely. Dude, that's the other thing. Okay, does anyone here, the answer must be yes. We must have some Subway workers in chat, right? I would never do this unless you told me right now that it was okay. I've seen conflicting reports online. If you go to a Subway in 2021 and you ask them to cut the bread the way they used to cut it back in like the late 1990s, where they do what's called a U gauge instead of merely slicing the bread in half, can you do that? Or are they going to be like, I was born in 2004. I got no idea what you're talking about, old man. What's the U gauge? Okay, so the normal way they slice it, you know, you got like a baguette, they slice it in half, fold it open. It's very standard, like a book. The U gauge, they actually hold it like top down, or like they'd cut the top out, and they'd pull out like a little cross section of the top of the baguette, and then they stuff the ingredients into it, and then they put the U shaped gouge back in so that it, like, the ingredients are in a nice little luge instead of sliced in half. Bro, don't you, people are like, question mark, question mark, question mark. Tell me you weren't alive in 1998 without telling me you weren't alive in 1998.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.